You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi Varanasi constituency has had an array of Bharatiya Janata Party heavyweights making frequent visits for one final push for the crucial Lok Sabha seat, which is among the 13 going to the polls in Uttar Pradesh in the 7th and last phase of the general elections on 1st June. Modi is seeking a third consecutive term from the constituency and is up against the India Bloc's candidate Ajay Rai, who lost to Modi from the same seat in the 2014 and 2019 general elections. Other contenders for the seat include BSP's Athar Jamal Lari, Apna Dal, Kamerwadi, S. Gagan Prakash Yadav, Yuk Tulsi Party's Koli Shetty Shivkumar, and two independents, Sanjay Kumar Tiwari and Dinesh Kumar Yadav. With Purvanchal going to the polls on 1st June, the party has pushed key leaders to tackle particular segments in Varanasi, with Union Home Minister Amit Shah conducting the entire electoral exercise. Congress leader Manish Shankar Iyer's remarks using the word alleged for the Chinese invasion in 1962 kicked up a political row late Tuesday, with the BJP calling it a brazen attempt at revisionism. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh pointed out that Iyer had subsequently apologized unreservedly for using the term alleged invasion mistakenly, and that the party distances itself from the original phraseology. Ramesh also accused Prime Minister Narendra Modi of giving a clean chit to the Chinese for their incursions in May 2020. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed at least 21 people there, in an area Israel has designated a civilian evacuation zone. Earlier, defying an appeal from the International Court of Justice, Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time after a night of heavy bombardment, while Spain, Ireland and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state, a move that further deepened Israel's international isolation. The United States, Israel's closest ally, reiterated its opposition to a major Israeli ground offensive in Rafah but said it did not believe such an operation was underway. Indian wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant revealed that he was reluctant to visit the airport after his life-threatening injury, as he was apprehensive about facing people while wheelchair-bound. The 26-year-old had suffered multiple injuries following a near-fatal car crash on the Delhi-Dehradun highway in December 2022. He miraculously cheated death, but the injuries required a major knee surgery and an extensive rehabilitation, about which Pant has already opened up. "The accident was a life-changing experience for me. When I got up after it, I wasn't even sure if I would be alive, but God was very kind to save me," Pant said on Dhawan Karenge, a talk show hosted by India cricketer Shikhar Dhawan. "I couldn't go to the airport because I was nervous about facing people in a wheelchair. I couldn't even brush my teeth for 2 months, and for 6 to 7 months, I suffered unbearable pain," Pant recalled. Bollywood actor Nikita Dutta has completed filming for his upcoming movie, Jewel Thief, The Red Sun, starring Saif Ali Khan in the lead role. Nikita Dutta, on Tuesday, took to her Instagram account to share a series of pictures from the set, featuring co-stars Kunal Kapoor and Saif Ali Khan, along with producer Mamta Anand and the director. Captioning her post with "It's a wrap," Nikita shared pictures of herself posing with Saif, Kunal Kapoor, and producer Mamta Anand. One picture showed Nikita sharing a laugh with Saif. In the picture, Saif can be seen wearing a cap, a brown t-shirt, and black pants, while Nikita can be seen in a black dress. The actress also posted a group picture of the entire crew celebrating the completion of their movie's shoot.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast, or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.